This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's jump into this one. About 2-3 weeks ago, I think it was pre-election, I said, when I see people, especially on social media, they will say, Dave Harrigan, I will no longer be friends. And it's way more often the lefties than the righties. I will no longer be friends with anyone who votes for Donald Trump. I said, ridiculous. And then I got destroyed by a number of texters and emails too. Oh, you have friends who voted for Donald Trump. What are they, all racist and they hate women? No. I have friends who are Republicans, have been Republicans their whole life. The majority of my friends, the overwhelming majority, who are Republicans, think Trump's a bozo. Let's go with the bozo term. Okay? But they still philosophically agree with conservative principles. Again, I didn't give a tenth of a second of a thought to voting for that narcissist. But again, there were Romney I would have voted for, Christie I would have voted for, McCain I would have voted for, the Rammer. Give me Jim Ramsey. Give me somebody. There are others who are center-right Republicans. Chris Sununu, before he kissed Trump's butt, I would have voted for him. So, no. Now, do I have a couple folks who are just die hard, they love Donald Trump? Yeah. And we don't agree. We just don't agree. But we find 99% of other aspects of life to talk about and find areas where we agree, where we enjoy our company, we laugh, have fun, whatever. And so here's another one, because this is popping up again for Thanksgiving, tied to Trump entering the political scene. I won't go to this family celebration because aunt this, uncle this, my cousin this voted for Donald Trump. Now, if the whole dinner is going to turn adversarial and you're just going to argue the whole time, okay, I get it. But if it's just because you're going philosophically that you voted for Harris or vice versa, you voted for Trump and you're just outraged, you find it indignant that somebody voted for Harris, and you can switch it up either way, and that's why you're not going to Thanksgiving, I think you're missing out. Now, if somebody in your family is a jerk, is rude, doesn't treat you with respect, that's a different story. But if it's just politics, as a person who talks a lot of politics on the show, I don't talk that much politics in my everyday life. I just don't. I like it here. But come on, Dave. You got to be with me on this one, right? If you go there and it's like your third year in a row and it's just politics, 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 and you're going to get in an argument, I guess. But if it's just, it comes up for 5 minutes and you're just kind of good natured, you're the Trumpers, hey, how'd that work out with Kamala? And you're just having some fun with it, and you're not going because of that? I think you're missing the point of family and friends. Are we now saying everybody in our friendship circle, our family circle, basically has to agree with us 100% or, to quote our show, dead to us, lose our number? I find it nauseating.
That's how we're getting beyond family in our personal lives and social media lives, right? That's what we get. We get the silo. Everyone agrees with us. Wait a minute. Uncle Bob doesn't agree? And he has the gall to vote for somebody else that I don't agree with?
Yeah. Fine.
I think that's, I mean, that's where we've been headed for a while. And I think politics for many people, and specifically we're talking about folks on the left right now that were vehemently anti-Donald Trump, it's become more personal than ever.
I agree with you.
And for that reason, yeah, if Aunt Mildred just voted for Donald Trump because she always votes conservative, she always votes Republican, okay, that's one reason.
Right, and it doesn't automatically make her a racist. No. And, you know, by the way, if I have Aunt Mildred in my family who just says racist, misogynist comments on a regular basis, I won't be there. But if it's just she voted for somebody I didn't vote for, come on. But you're right. We are in this silo world, ratcheted up by social media, but not only social media, where we just want to be told, great point, Dave. God, you're right.
Of course we do.
And we want more of that than ever.
Say that again.
I was coughing when I said it.
But for those reasons, we've kind of been brainwashed a little bit into the fact that I almost don't fault people for saying no.
I do.
If you're MAGA, I'm sorry. I take this so personally. You know,
do you go MAGA versus MAGA?
I go MAGA.
MAGA, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be MAGA.
Yeah.
MAGA, MAGA.
More go MAGA.
Do more go, because
I think.
MAGA. Yeah, I guess probably should.
I think it should be MAGA. I think it should be MAGA. Rolls off the tongue better.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
I'm not talking to you.
Get out of here, Chad. You're not welcome to my table.
Listen, there's a lot of contributors and a lot of factors. Rise above them. Pass the filling. Pass that mediocre turkey. Hopefully you got a little ham, you got a little brisket, and you slide that. And a little political talk, fine. 5 minutes. Move on to other things. Again, if the person's a lout, is cruel, you do you. We all might have that person in our life. I hope you don't. But that's not just a political difference. That's a character. And I don't feel like as a person who's not voting for Donald Trump for the rest of eternity, I don't feel like, wow, there's something wrong with your character if you vote for Donald Trump. Again, Alec Baldwin today is in Italy promoting, I assume, Rust. And he says, again, there's a lot of uninformed Americans on issues.
Well, that's 100% true.
Yeah.
But it's beyond just the right.
And again, it's just pompous Alec Baldwin lecturing us, you know. And again, Alec sometimes just needs to be a little more self-reflective on his own issues, just once or twice. Okay, we're late. What do you want to say? You want to completely disagree with me? No, I'm not going. Because two members of my family voted for Trump, and I can't stand Trump. He's going to ruin the country. I'm not going. I just totally disagree with you. What do you want to say? Text or phone call. 651-461-9226. Find the myriad of other reasons where it can be abused, bemused, laugh, and just pull politics off to the side.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Paul Majors in about 10. Apparently, if you disagree politically with your family members, you should never, ever talk to them again. That's what I'm being told. Joe is called in. Joe, you're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Chad, buddy, come on. I mean, I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I disagree with about 80% of stuff you talk about.
Wow, what are you talking about?
But that's what makes it good. What fun is it to hang out with people that think like you? That's not fun.
Thank you.
That's boring.
Thank you.
Right? If you go with, like, I got in-laws. They hate Trump. They know I voted for him.
Yep.
Drives them nuts. And that, I have a ball with that because they hate it. And it bugs the bejesus out of them. And I'm like, why?
Do they laugh along too, or are they upset?
No. They get kind of upset. And then I back off. You know, I'm like, yeah. But what's the fun? I got a good friend of mine who's a screaming lefty. I mean, he's way over. But we have a ball. He's a great guy. But we go at each other a little bit, but that's all it is. But this whole thing where people are like, well, I'm not talking to him because he thinks this way. That's insane. You can't go through the world like that. Because like I said, I love listening to you. But like I said, I disagree with just about everything you talk about.
You realize you're wrong and I'm right, though, correct?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Thank you.
I know. But that's the way it is, right? What's fun is it to take calls every day that agree with you?
No.
Right?
Dave knows this. I read significantly more texts that disagree, and it's not even close.
Of course, because it's no fun just going, oh, yeah, I agree with you, Chad. It's like, yeah.
And then I read
the ones that disagree.
Then I read the ones off air to Dave and just, you know, that agree with me and say, wow. I'm amazing.
It's like two of them.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the third of the year, but
yeah.
I mean, all right.
Yeah.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, Joe. Keep calling in. I appreciate it.
You too, man. Take it easy. You bet.
All right, man. What does it say about someone on the left when they refuse to associate with a Trump voter? One does not hear about someone who refuses to associate with someone who voted for Harris. Which party's open-minded? Let's not go that far. I mean, we have... millions of examples of that on a regular basis. But right now, I'm pointing more of the blame on the lefties in this case, partially because they got beat decisively. And there's a little bit more of the, let's just be honest, Dave, the lecturing and the condescending, and you just don't understand from the lefties compared to the righties.
Alec Baldwin leading the way.
Yes. He gave a prime example today. American voters, they're just uninformed. As opposed to they just don't agree with you, Alec. And by the way, if you voted for Trump, I don't agree. That doesn't mean, oh, I'm so much smarter than you. More text. It's nauseating when you can't get through a meal without people bringing up politics, when it's not even related to the discussion being had, and they always cite fake stuff as facts to make their case. So, if I'm at a Thanksgiving, Dave, and I don't even care if it's somebody I agree with. And it's just a family gathering, and it's just politics, politics, politics. Even if they're mirroring my comments, and they should be trouble if they are, can we just move on? A little. Let's complain about this dry, dull turkey, as opposed to breaking down the demographics and what happened with the last election.
Just pass the mashed potatoes and quiet down.
Lumpy is the way to go with the mashed potatoes.
Got to have some lumps.
Yeah. The person who, more text, want to go to the event due to their voting is a narrow-minded idiot. Should be give and take. Yeah, there you go. Whatever you say, Neville Chamberlain Hartman. I think that's a good way to finish. Majors next. I mean, my first thought is I hope he's okay.
Of course.
Because... I'm trying to think. Approached Jan in 92 about, should we do a show together? About a year later, said, what if we went to lunch with Majors and see if he would join us? He decided yes. So he was with us for maybe 6-7 years. Then when we went our separate ways, he stepped away. Then about a year or two later, said, hey, I want to come back. Do you want me on the show? Did. And then periodically from L.A. and now Palm Desert, Palm Springs. My point is, I don't remember a single time that Majors was supposed to be there and wasn't there. Prompt, reliable, and excellent, as always. So, hope all is well. I will follow up. Did send him a text. If he still calls in, that'd be great. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow we could still talk to him. Now, the reason why we're having Paul on, and since I've been here at CCO, Paul's been on dozens of times. Kathy Werzer, working with Channel 2, has put together a show, a two-hour show, called Broadcast Wars. Basic idea is local news and anchors were such big shots, were so impactful, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Where are they at now? And I saw the Neil Justin story on it. And Kathy, quality human being, and very good at what she does, and well-respected. She interviewed a lot of people. And some pretty telling comments on how ugly, how funny, how insulting it could get. Now, I'm not suggesting 2024, Dave Harrigan, with local news in our town, there isn't some of that still out there where it's incredibly competitive, probably unfair, ego-driven, and also very well done. There are still a number of television journalists who are excellent at what they do. Excellent. There are still anchors in this town who are very good at what they do. Do they have the status and stature of the big three in this town? They don't. The big three, in whatever order you want to put them in, it's clear. It's Dave Moore, it's Paul Majors, and it's Don Shelby. Now, we've had other very good ones. Paul's brother Ron, we mentioned Frank yesterday, and Amelia, the great run they've had. Julie Nelson. I'm just talking the news side. I'm not talking sports and weather, because obviously Rosie and Bell and Joe Schmidt, there's a lot of people who've been around for a long time. Randy Myers had a great run.
The main anchors.
I will fully admit, as an individual who wakes up, I wake up at, about 12:45 to start prepping. No, as somebody who wakes up and pays really close attention to what's going on locally, because it's my job. There's no reason, great work. No, you're supposed to work out at your job. I will go to the websites a lot. Do I watch local news nearly as much as I used to? I don't. I have so many other ways that I didn't have in the 80s and 90s to consume what's going on, including go to WCCOTV.com, go to care11.com. I'm doing this. I'm paying attention. So you also have an endless amount of other options, right? You got Fox News, you got CNN, you got MSNBC, you have social media, you have X in particular. You have TikTok, you name it. Numbers are definitely down. Percentages, they still matter. Anchors are still paid significant money. Are they paid what Majors and Shelby were making? Highly, highly doubtful. Text me, because we'll get Jason in since we don't have Paul. Are the salad days of local TV done? Are we romanticizing that? because I've lived here 95% of my life. Almost jumped into the TV news business a couple times. Once I was asked by KSTP to fly to Duluth and read off the teleprompter a couple times and see if I wanted to be the main guy. I didn't believe in any way that was my strength. Wasn't convinced I wanted to do it. Love what I was doing. And also thought, let's see. I talk to this Majors guy every day. He's a monster. Shelby's right with him. Are these the two guys I want to compete with?
You're scared. That's what I'm hearing.
Maybe I was. I liked the regular gig. And then almost went to nine to do sports about 15 years ago or so.
Then you looked around and saw Rosen, Shaver.
Scared again,
Schmidt.
I think, is what I'm saying.
Scared.
I like the play-by-play stuff. I like this better. And I know those guys are really good at this, and gals are really good. Me reading the teleprompter, I don't think that plays to what I do best. But there are individuals who are brilliant at it, are highly talented at it. So is that era over when they are huge celebrities? I went out with Majors enough in the 90s when it was a happening going out with that guy, right? All eyeballs. I don't know if that happens to people now. Do people care about that? Is it, I mean, most of the time local news stays out of the political dialogue. Like someone texter was saying, I hope we're not talking Trump all the time. We didn't talk Trump a second yesterday. We talked Trump today on gas prices and then basically me saying, knock it off. Go have fun with your relatives who voted for Trump. So I was doing the opposite. I don't know, Dave. The audience is caught up in so many different ways. The overall TV numbers have dropped so much. I think it's going to take a pretty dramatic change to have the anchors be as significant as they are. But, I mean, the guys who are about to come in who left TV, Jason DeRussia, very recognizable. These names are still impactful and compensated. At the level they were back then, I don't think so. What does Jason think? What do you think? What do you want to say? And I'd encourage you. Well, I'm going to watch it. Broadcast Wars, Kathy Werzer's presentation tonight on Channel 2. Chime in if you'd like. 651-461-9226. Among the texts, Chad, your deranged broadcaster, wait for it, another liberal scumbag.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot, right?
Was that related to anything or just like someone just had like acid reflux and just belched that out?
I don't know, because in this hour, first of all, I said I could be a conductor, you know, for the performances,
yeah,
not for the practices. I said parades, unless you got a really a family connection, you don't care. I said,
this is outrageous, by the way.
No, it's accurate.
I love parades.
Of course you do, if you're featured. Then I also said, if you're not going to see a family member because they voted for Trump, get a life. It's ridiculous.
Right.
And then we just had a television conversation. I don't know if I was much of a, I don't know, was I deranged or was it more of a liberal scumbag? What should bug me more?
Mm.
Liberal scumbag.
Do you think, like, do the people just want to get you going? Do you think?
I think that's.
Or do you think they really mean it?
I think that's some of it. Yes, I do miss salad TV. Okay, so you grew up watching television. What was your prime time to watch TV?
Ooh. Well, my parents tried very hard to get me to get out of the house because I loved watching TV.
Yeah.
And I started watching the news very young.
Yeah. So late 70s, but, early 80s?
80s. So, right. Yeah, early 80s.
Right.
Eyewitness News, which here, Channel 5 was, yeah, really the first to have popularity.
Who was the big,
I was in Chicago.
Who was the big gun in Chicago at the time?
Well, it was another, Ron Majors was a pretty big deal.
Right. That was a little later.
But here's a little later.
Yeah.
It was Bill Curtis.
That's
and
right.
Walter Jacobson.
Yeah, right. Okay. So as influential as they were in the 80s, and later on, Majors, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Amelia, Julie, Frank, Randy, do they have close, similar, or the same impact now?
So it's all relative, right? So they are still the biggest celebrities in town, I would say.
Even but, in Chicago?
In Chicago, still like the big anchors in Chicago are, well, there's a little less longevity now. Like this market's a little unusual where you have Frank and Amelia, you've been here so long. And like you said, like
Julie, Belle, Rosie was here
long
for
a long time.
With so Columbus.
A little different. I do think here our big anchors still have big impact.
Yeah.
But the media environment's so different. I mean, when we were growing up watching TV and what, you know, Werzer's documentary is about, I mean, there were five channels.
Yeah, that was it. That was your
that
focus.
Was
you needed that.
You didn't have the phone. You didn't have the updates. Now you just have, you have so much competition. And yet, if you were to look at the ratings, there are still a lot of people who are watching. Now, more, the 6 is becoming maybe the bigger show, where the 10 was
Why
always
do you think
the big,
that is?
Time shifting and streaming.
Yep.
So because people, you know, you still primetime network TV still gets huge audience, way bigger than most of the streaming shows that everybody kind of wet
so
their pants about.
Mears winning at this point, right? Is it about 6 million? Is that the ballpark where he's at? I thought I saw that.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Somewhere
Yeah.
Okay.
And so for our local news, which it used to be the 10 was the biggest audience.
Yeah.
Now you may notice they promote more like special stories at 6 because people are, if you start watching primetime TV, even if you're watching CBS or NBC, maybe you are recording it and you start at 7:20 instead of 7 so you can fast forward, or maybe you're Netflixing.
Right.
So the 10 o'clock is less of appointment TV.
Okay. All these local networks in town and elsewhere also trying to do a lot of online stuff.
Yeah.
So where do you think local news is at in 5-10 years?
I think it's largely going to be consumed the same way it
same
is
way.
Consumed today.
Yeah.
I think all the online streaming stuff is cute. It's because Wall Street likes growth, and you can have huge growth when you started with 7 people streaming.
Right.
So
you get
great.
To, you get to 21. We're up 300%.
Yeah. Now, in the meantime, your poor morning anchor who used to be on TV for 3.5 hours is now on for 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always said, now there are more people doing this now, but it's mostly an investment in future infrastructure. It's not really where the audience is today.
But
still the same old way.
Morning radio is still a moneymaker, right?
Oh, yeah. Morning TV, too. All of it's making money. You would not, that is the funny thing, like, you wouldn't have 4 TV stations with this very labor-intensive staff.
Yeah.
If it wasn't profitable, it's still profitable.
It is crazy to me how much time is devoted locally, right? I mean, it's,
people want convenience overall, so they want the news to be there when they want it, which is a very difficult way to run a news organization.
Yeah, that is. We'll talk a little Canopy. Then Jason is going to take you home. Are you working tomorrow?
Heck yeah.
Of course I am.
I love America.
Cook, you
Why wouldn't
tomorrow?
I be here?
This buffoon right here, that guy, he's not working tomorrow.
Pathetic.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Fine by me.